You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy August. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History for the week of August 10th through August 16th. When Paul Robeson opens August 10th, 1942, in the title role of Othello at the Brattle Hall Summer Theater in Massachusetts, he becomes the first Black actor to play the Moor in an interracial production in the United States. His performance receives rave reviews. In 1983, Watergate burglar G. Gordon Liddy, who had recently been auditioning for the role of Uncle Ben in a Broadway revival of Death of a Salesman, does not get the part. A spokesperson for the production soon makes a statement saying, "It had to do with ability and talent. It had nothing to do with politics." The British invasion that started with Evita continues August 10th, 1986, as Me and My Girl Lambeth walks into the new marquee on Broadway. Me and My Girl wins Tony Awards for Robert Lindsay and Marianne Plunkett, but loses the Best Musical Award to another British import, Les Miserables. There are 1,420 performances on Broadway. Film star Mickey Rooney returns to the stage at 83 in the 2004 Off-Broadway review titled, "Let's Put on a Show." The Tony Award nominee for Sugar Babies is best known for his puckish film performances in the many Andy Hardy movies and other films such as Babes in Arms and Babes on Broadway. On August 11th, 1924, Helen Hayes opens in Dancing Mothers, about a girl who decides to become a flapper over the objections of her parents. It stays for 312 performances and is later filmed with Clara Bow. In 1999, Cheryl L. West's Jar the Floor opens at Off-Broadway's Second Stage Theater. The play looks at four generations of African-American women who gather to celebrate the family's great-grandmother's 90th birthday. 3 years after the original Broadway production closed, Rent returns to New York in 2011 with an Off-Broadway revival at New World Stages. The world premiere of Annie Baker's John opens Off-Broadway at Signature Theater's Irene Diamond Stage in 2015. Georgia Engel stars as Myrtis, the cheerful innkeeper at a bed and breakfast in Gettysburg. Paul Portner's farce Sheer Madness opens August 12, 1987, for a 12-week run at DC's Kennedy Center. The show later changes to an open-ended run and becomes the longest-running show in the nation's capital. The improvisational whodunit transports the action of the play to present-day Georgetown at the Sheer Madness Hairstyling Salon. The performance culminates nightly with an audience vote on who is guilty and who is not guilty. To date, it has run more than 13,000 performances. The world premiere of Paul White's Trust, starring Zach Braff, Bobby Cannavale, Sutton Foster, and Ari Grainer, opens in 2010 at Off-Broadway's Second Stage Theater. The Public Theater's world premiere musical Love's Labor's Lost, penned by Michael Friedman and Alex Timbers, opens in 2013 at the Delacorte as part of Shakespeare in the Park. The cast includes Daniel Breaker, Colin Donnell, Rachel Dratch, Rebecca Naomi Jones, Patty Murin, and Bryce Pinkham. On August 13th, 1921, Lynn Fontanne has her first major hit in the starring role of Dulcie, a comedy by George S. Kaufman and Mark Connelly. Despite her success, she rarely performs without future husband Alfred Lunt again. Getting the Band Back Together, a musical about an out-of-work banker who reunites his old high school rock band, opens on Broadway at the Belasco Theater in 2018. Comedian DeWolf Hopper debuts his dramatic recitation of the poem Casey at the Bat at Wallach's Theater on August 14th, 1888. It becomes a cornerstone of his act for the next 40 years. In 1928 is opening night for one of the great comedy classics of Broadway history. The front page, Ben Hecht and Charles MacArthur's story of hard-bitten reporters covering the story of a lifetime, Bowels at the Times Square Theater, starring Osgood Perkins and Lee Tracy. Howard Crabtree tragically does not get to see the 1996 opening of his When Pigs Fly, as he died of complications from AIDS less than 2 months earlier. The musical review with Wild Costumes, conceived by Crabtree and Mark Waldrop with music by Dick Gallagher, plays 334 performances at Off-Broadway's Douglas Fairbanks Theater. In 2003, a power blackout cancels Broadway, Off-Broadway, and many regional shows. The life story of Beatle John Lennon comes to Broadway in 2005 with Lennon. The cast includes Will Chase, Chuck Cooper, Mandy Gonzalez, Terrence Mann, and Julia Murney. On August 15, 1988, Nell Carter and Andre DeShields open in a revival of Ain't Misbehavin', the 1978 musical review of Fats Waller's music. Co-conceiver Richard Maltby Jr. directs the production, which opens on Broadway at the Ambassador. The show lasts 176 performances. Hairspray, the stage musical adaptation of John Waters' cult film, opens in 2002 on Broadway and goes on to win the lion's share of the 2003 Tony Awards. It stays at the Neil Simon Theater for 2,642 performances. In 2006, Justin Vivian Bond and Kenny Melman open on Broadway in Kiki and Herb, Alive on Broadway, as Kiki, an alcoholic cabaret star, and Herb, her pianist, an only living friend. On August 16, 1913, Montague Glass's comedy Potash and Perlmutter begins a hit run at the Cohen Theater, starring George Sidney and Alexander Carr as the hapless pair. The world premiere of Charles Bush's Olive and the Bitter Herbs, starring Marcia Jean Kurtz, Julie Halston, and Dan Butler, opens off-Broadway at Primary Stages. Mark Brokaw directs the comedy about an actor who sees a ghost in her mirror. Samantha Barks and Andy Carl take on the roles created on screen by Julia Roberts and Richard Gere in Pretty Woman, the musical, opening in 2018 on Broadway at the Nederlander. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.